This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's right, this is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. That number is
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom.
See, I knew it a moment ago.
Yeah, it's, you know, sitting there the first time in that first chair, it's terrifying.
I'm sure. Well, but, I mean, I'm not sure I'm experiencing it. So, anyway.
Our normal, first chair host, Ian, who's almost always in the first chair, he is in Tokyo on a business trip that he was supposed to accompany me on, and he really was the sort of second the wingman in this trip. And then I didn't make it through the screen that is Japanese immigration. He did. So there he is, wandering around Tokyo, enjoying the food and kind of being entertained by the
And I have
culture.
No idea. I mean, I have no doubt that it was really awkward for you and really unpleasant for you. But I love being able to say that I'm friends with someone who was blacklisted from Japan.
Yeah.
So, kudos on that.
Yeah, everybody else is like big in Japan, not me.
The whole government of Japan says no to Mark Edge. Of course, I'm Aria, joined tonight by
Melanie.
And Mark.
And Melanie, you brought in an interesting story regarding the sex strike as put forward by Alyssa Milano, who was this sort of washed-up actress, I think, right?
The amazing thing is Alyssa Milano has been on a sex strike with me for my whole life.
Yeah, so
likewise.
It's really weird because you shouldn't really be sleeping with people if you're straight who disagree with you on abortion. That's just a bad plan strategically.
Yeah, I would agree.
Aside from all the moral issues, whichever side you're on, that's just horrible, horrible strategy.
But I also don't know that, you know, I would stop to ask a prospective partner what their position on abortion was before I had sex with them. That to me seems like a really good way of ruining the relationship before it gets started.
That sounds to me like you're opting into whatever rules exist surrounding the state at that, you know, in the state at that point.
Not necessarily, because they can just leave the state.
Yeah, but I mean it more generally. You know, I don't want to sit down and talk with a girl, or obviously not a guy, but a girl or whatever, and, you know, present it like abortion is just this key thing that I absolutely have to know the answer to before we can even pursue a relationship.
Well, that would be, to me, it is. There's a couple of things that I find just really, really important, and if that it's kind of a phase one or phase zero almost, you know, vetting stage, and if you answer differently than me, then we're not compatible.
Fair point. So what is this story that you brought in, if you want to take it away?
Yeah, so, and to be fair, the left is kind of fighting each other on this, so it's not like everyone in the left is like, yes, this is a great idea. So I brought in an opposing article from CNN written by someone who is also in favor of abortion. So,
now, are they in favor of abortion or are they pro-choice? I mean, because there is a distinction to be made between the two.
Well, they're in favor of abortion being legal and not socially condemned.
Okay. So they're pro-abortion. That's what I would characterize as pro-abortion.
I know some people who are, like, pro-mandatory abortion, and I would call them pro-abortion. I don't know. I guess it depends on what labels.
What do you mean, like,
labels aren't?
Well, you're dealing with some people with some very unusual opinions surrounding.
Yeah, that's not a mainstream opinion by any means, but I do know individuals who advocate for mandatory abortions in some circumstances.
I'll go ahead and state mine. I believe that an abortion is the ending of a human life. However, I am of the opinion that I can't solve that problem. The state certainly is the least qualified organization to be involved in that problem, and that many abortions are probably the best outcome for a given situation.
I don't agree or disagree. It may, in fact, be a taking of human life. To me, that's really not relevant whether it's true or not. To me, it's more of a question of the woman's body. and it is her womb, and if she chooses not to have something in it, then she can have it extracted.
You think she should be able to kill the kid that that she has given birth to already?
No, she's it's no longer part of her body. It's no longer inside of her body, so
yeah,
she no
she
longer
has
bodily...
Yeah, but she has to take care of it.
Not necessarily. She can shove it off to, you know, an adoption clinic or a family member or whatever. But she can't.
Could.
She can't do that.
But does she have a responsibility to? Like, are you mandating that she now has a responsibility to care for that child in so much as making sure that someone leave other family? I mean, could she just walk out of the house and leave the kid to starve to death in there for all she cares?
Sure.
So you think she does have the right to do that?
I would say she does.
She doesn't. No responsibility rests upon her to care for the child after the child is out of her womb.
Correct.
Okay, great.
Only the responsibility that she places upon herself.
Wow, that is libertarian. That's a very libertarian position. It's also completely insane.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm okay with that.
Yep. Just so long as we understand.
Well, I disagree that it's safe. I mean, it's just kind of the one thing that's not agreed on by libertarians.
No, it's not.
Or by any three people.
Or by anybody at all. Republicans, Democrats, pick your poison. So actress Alyssa Milano has become one of the Me Too's movement's most powerful celebrity mouthpieces. I don't even know who she is, and I don't really
Alyssa
care.
Alyssa Milano was on a sitcom in the 80s, and she was a heartthrob at the time. She was a very attractive young lady and is not an unattractive older lady. I think she might be older than she must be older than me, would be my guess.
I thought she was one of the actresses in Charmed, and that was what she was primarily known for.
If this is a picture of her, then she looks about 50.
Oh, I'm about 50, sadly. I'm going to check her out on Wikipedia. They'll know how old she is.
Good idea. And so she's calling for a sex strike now, which is to not have sex with conservatives?
She's
no,
younger
with,
than
with
me.
Anyone.
Alyssa Milano is younger than
so
I am.
So this is her tweet. Our reproductive rights are being erased until women have legal control over...
But it's not reproductive rights. It's
you already reproduced.
Non-productive rights.
Yeah. Until women have legal control over our own bodies, we just cannot risk pregnancy. Join me by not having sex until we get bodily autonomy back. Which is just a really ridiculous statement.
It is, because birth control is a thing.
Yeah, so not only is birth control a thing, but if you go to say to a bunch of pro-life people, well, if you don't let me kill my babies, I'm just not going to have sex, they're going to be like, great.
Mission accomplished.
Right.
So it's stupid for that reason, and then it's stupid for the reason of if you're not having sex with conservatives, you shouldn't be doing that anyway if you're a leftist who wants abortion, and if you're having sex with liberals or leftists, then you're just punishing them for what the conservatives were doing. No part of this makes any sense whatsoever.
No. Well, I suppose what her hope here is it's a it, what is this? Is an acknowledgement that men have more political and social power than women. Right?
It's a claim to that.
It's a claim. I'm sorry. I prefer that. Thank you. It's a claim that men have more political and social power than women, and that if liberal men or pro-abortion men are convinced that if they're spurred into action, that they can get something to happen that Alyssa Milano can't in and of herself.
I suppose so. I mean, and it is true that demographically speaking, men are disproportionately powerful politically related to women.
Meaning that there are more men in political power than women?
Yes.
You
and
know,
this isn't to say that women
I
aren't pulling the
that.
Strings behind the particular men in question.
That's a really important factor, right?
Right?
If you were an alien who came to Earth and you saw a man sitting on a cart being pulled by a horse, who would you think was in charge?
The man.
Maybe you would think that. Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you would think the horse was in charge because he's the one pulling the cart.
Well, I tend to think that an alien,
would not have any understanding of what the hell was going on.
No, but they would have the intellectual capacity to, read the situation.
They'd say, here's the larger being that is clearly in charge of the situation and choose the horse. That's what I say. Nonetheless,
I don't know. I disagree.
Nearly all of the men in Washington, D.C., I believe that's who we're talking about here. Merely all the
well, and
no one
state,
here head
and
nodding.
State representative governments.
Fine. Nearly all the men in Washington, D.C. and state capitals, all the liars and thieves in these places are married.
I suppose so.
And nearly all of them will tell you, will use terminology like, got to check with the boss, the chief says no, or a whole bunch of other things. They don't say this for no reason at all. As a married man, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
I believe that. I mean, I used to be married, and it was like that, where I couldn't even smoke marijuana without my wife's explicit permission. This is Free Talk Live. The number is 855-453. We'll be...
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio you control. Be sure to give us a call at 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And with you tonight is Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything that's related to cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin Cash. By the way, folks, the bull run is on in cryptocurrency, and it's time to be paying attention. Not like I didn't tell you it was coming, okay? I kept saying, this is going to happen, and here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe now you want to get on the train. Maybe you want to wait around. Those are your choices.
See, I still think it's going to hit $500 before September 1st. That's my prediction about it.
Well, but what do you base that on?
Just gut feeling. I recognize that there's absolutely no evidential basis for it.
All right. if you choose to believe either one of these statements, you ought to check out, you ought to get educated. And the best place to start getting educated is Bitcoin.com. I mean, that's what we're talking about here, right?
Right.
And it can show you where to acquire cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin Cash. But I think they've got other cryptocurrencies that you can purchase at Bitcoin.com. You can use your Bitcoin Cash to acquire other cryptocurrencies, too. You can get the latest news, engage with the community. You can play games at Bitcoin.com. All kinds of things are available for you at Bitcoin.com.
Very cool. It's certainly a source that I like.
Yeah.
I get a lot of Call to Freedoms, which is a show that comes on just before this at dlive.lrn.fm. I get a lot of our cryptocurrency news from news.bitcoin.com. It's an extremely awesome site with a lot of knowledgeable people behind it. But we've been talking now about Alyssa Milano, who is calling for a sex strike by women.
She thinks she's the boss.
So she thinks that, A, she can accomplish this.
I would be impressed. I would be legitimately impressed if she caused even one woman out there to go on a sex strike.
It's kind of a contradiction, because on the one hand, it's like saying, look, we have so much sex that we have to kill people in order to keep having it, but also we're going to go on a sex strike when men aggravate us.
It seems like a really good way of creating more gay men.
I don't know that sexuality works that way.
Prison suggests that it does indeed work that way.
There's something called situational homosexuality, and I don't know, you can define homosexuality how you want, but there's sort of the activity, and then there's the feeling. So, I don't know.
But, she's not calling for people to stop having romantic sex or, involved sex with their partner. She's just calling for a sex strike in general.
Yeah.
Well, so that would include all of those other things, right?
Right, but presumably the men could just have non-romantic sex.
With each other.
With each other.
Yeah. Or with any of the women who will not be participating with this, which is most of all women.
I'm really...
But yeah, even if they pulled that off.
I'm hoping the wife hasn't been hanging around with Alyssa Milano, is what my concern here is. I really don't have to worry about whatever men Aria thinks I should be sleeping with or whatever women...
in prison that kind of makes sense, because you don't have Amazon in prison, but... Wouldn't you go to, like, toys before you went to other men if you were a straight man? Like,
dear God, I hope so.
It's like, okay, plan B is just switch teams. Like, what? Maybe you're kind of bi to begin with, dude. Like, I don't know.
That is a fair point. I'm curious about the market aspects of this, right? Because if there's actually going to be a number of women who refuse to have sex, then that increases the relative value of the women who are willing to have sex, so they can get more chocolate on their dates, more wine on their dates, or just simply more money from their Johns.
So then, generally speaking...
This is the reason prostitution is illegal.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's not always, it's not this clear cut, but generally speaking, that would mean that it would raise the value of conservative women.
Well,
good job, leftist!
Yeah. That's not a... That's not a difficult task, though, to increase something from relatively low. And I say that not because of anything in particular against conservative women, just against conservatives in general. I'm not a big fan. Genuine conservatives I'm okay with. But it's the Republicans and the actual people who I recognize as Republicans.
So many people who call themselves conservatives are the problem.
Well, and both groups exist, but if you're just out looking for random sex, which is kind of what this implies, if it's going to have any effect.
I'm not sure that it has. It implies that, but all right.
Then I don't think most men care that much. Like, I don't think, I mean, if you're not even asking people, what would you do if we created this, you know, human fetus?
No,
I don't know that people are asking each other for their political affiliations.
No, I think that, you know, if a guy in a bar, you know, is told by a woman, I would have had sex with you tonight, however, I'm on a sex strike because Alyssa Milano wants us to, wants women generally to go on sex strikes, that guy is not going to be in any way motivated to contact his congressperson to get political stuff done. I think that Alyssa Milano is misguided in the notion that, A, his opinion would matter. As a man who has contacted more than one congressperson, I can tell you they don't care what I say either. So, you know, all of this just sounds misguided.
You only even get personalized letters back in New Hampshire. Most anywhere else and on a federal level, it's just a form letter. Thank you for coming.
It's a form letter in New Hampshire, too.
I feel like I've got a specific letter.
It does sort of seem like she's saying that, you know, men should have this decision to make in regard to abortion laws and that they made it wrong. But she still seems to want to defer to men to make the
decision.
Many
of the people who made the decision were male. That does not mean that this is the problem. This is the logical fallacy that goes through so many feminists' head, is that because many men, mostly men, made the decision to make whatever it was, legal or illegal, does not mean that men have the ability to make that decision.
Right.
I, as somebody who self-identifies as a man, and I've got the equipment to prove it, I'm just not, no one asks me. The politicians don't ask me either. They don't care what I say either, ladies.
No, I mean, that's true of politicians in general,
yes.
Whether we're talking about abortion or some other issue.
I realize you understand that. And Alyssa Milano probably does not.
And if you believe in democracy, and I mean that literally, then there are slightly more women and less women are felons. So women would be the ones with the real power if that is in fact how the system works.
As far as I know, we've not had any sort of election, so to speak, or ballot proposal to determine whether or not wider society wants to legalize abortion or outlaw it.
But they voted for the representatives that would do something like this, who probably ran pretty heavily on it in Georgia.
I don't know to what extent. Yeah, but I mean, Alyssa Milano didn't vote for it, you know.
Right, which is partially why I'm assuming she lives in California if she's an actress. How not sleeping with men in California is going to change a state law in Georgia, I don't know.
She's got a plan.
But
it's good to have a plan. I mean, it's a nice place to start.
I don't think she does have a plan.
Oh, she's got a plan.
Yeah,
she's
I don't think she has a plan either. Well, okay.
There's a distinction between good plans and bad plans. This is a bad plan.
This is what you're just doing random things.
This is Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE.
She's Christmas treeing the test.
What?
She's Christmas treeing the test. That means just putting in random answers on a multiple choice test.
Oh.
Yeah. At some point or another, you're right.
This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his trade team will meet with the Chinese negotiators at the G20 summit in Japan next month. Trump insisted the U.S. is in a very strong position.
Our economy has been very powerful. Theirs has not been. We've gone up a lot since our great election in 2016.
And regarding the American farmers, President Trump says,
out of the billions of dollars that we're taking in, a small portion of that will be going to our farmers, because China will be retaliating probably to a certain extent against our farmers.
The president's comments come as he's welcoming the Hungarian prime minister to the White House. Prosecutors are recommending actress Felicity Huffman get 4 months in prison and pay a $20,000 fine. The recommendation comes after Huffman formally pled guilty today for her role in the college admission scandal. And the Dow lost 618 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio you control. So be sure to give us a call at 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And before we get back into this ludicrous discussion about what Alyssa Milano has decided to attempt to do.
Is there some point in tonight's show when we are not going to have a ludicrous discussion?
I hope not.
Okay, great.
Probably not with me here.
Right, I'm thinking, you know, you're experiencing the show entirely differently than I am then.
Absolutely. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians this summer from June the 13th until the 18th for ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire.
Bunch of unwashed hooligans running around in the woods of northern New Hampshire. Come on out and enjoy us.
And on shrooms, for the most part.
Well, there could be that. You know, having taken my son to ForkFest and PorkFest, I can sort of look at this from both sides. Like, I know what happens, but it doesn't seem to happen around the kids,
right?
Interestingly. They've got other things to do. It has nothing to do with our nonsense. You know, they want to go to the pool and, you know, do all the other stuff. So, you know.
But
interesting.
Well, if you don't want to do shrooms or anything like that, no worries. You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. It's totally decentralized, which means you can plan an event, just let others know in advance. You can connect to them via the unofficial Telegram chat, because everything is unofficial when it comes to ForkFest.
It's pretty clear what Aria is going to be doing officially.
Or using the ForkFest forum. You know, I enjoy ForkFest considerably more than PorkFest. I mean, the first year I went, I was pretty caught off guard by the staggering difference from when I went to sleep the last night of Fork Fest and when I woke up the next day and it was officially Pork Fest.
Yeah, much more orderly.
Yeah, the ambiance had changed, the crowd had changed, the mood had changed. It was much more strict and orderly.
It was Fork Fest that kind of convinced you to move up here to New Hampshire, right?
Yeah, yep. Definitely. So it's a great place. Be sure to check out the website at forkfest.party. Again, that's forkfest.party if you would like to learn more about it.
That's what it is. It's a party.
It is. And it's a fun party. So definitely check it out. I believe Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from
it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No way for me to get out of it, Ian. This is Ian's favorite week of the year. I mean,
I can see why.
There's no way I could get out of this.
No, definitely not. I may be there for both Fork Fest and Pork Fest, but at the moment it's looking like just Fork Fest.
Okay.
So that's forkfest.party. Now, we've been talking about Alyssa Milano, and of course, you're invited to give us a call at 855-453. But before we get into that, Melanie, you've been telling us about this story where Alyssa Milano has this idea, but she doesn't seem to know what effects it's going to have. It's like she just came up with the idea.
Yeah, she kind of just feels, I mean, based on her tweet, it kind of just feels like she thinks that if we all quit sleeping with men, then abortion will become legal through the power of
magic.
Vagina magic. I don't think that there's any requirement to have deeply thought out your tweet.
Sure.
I mean, at 140 words, characters, as it used to be at least, now it's not.
Well, yeah, and that's fair, too. You don't have room in Twitter to put a full plan for anything.
Well, there is a website called TweetLong or TweetLonger or something like that where you can post an excerpt and link to the larger tweet, or you can write a blog post and link to that. There are plenty of ways to get the information there within that
tweet. I think Alyssa Milano has enjoyed a great deal of sexual power in her life, being one of the most attractive women in America at one point, and that she may have a misplaced value on sex and its power. Just guessing.
I wouldn't be surprised to find that's the case with most women actors.
Regular women do that too. You'll see these women who you can tell that they never had anything else going for them, and then they just kind of don't realize that they got older, so they'll be in some business and they're like 60, but they're still trying to like flirt their way into discounts, and it's just really
60?
Yeah, and it's just
it happens
really
at some point, right?
Almost intriguing, I guess, because they never woke up one day and was like, "Oh, I can't just sleep my way into this anymore."
It's not even sleeping. Many attractive women aren't sleeping their way to anywhere. They're just kind of dangling the remote and vague possibility of sleeping with them, which is something that I would encourage men to consider. How often in your life? And how often in your life do you want to give somebody this kind of deference? Because I'm going to go ahead and say that the times I've done it, and I have done it, it has not benefited me a whit.
Yeah, there were two older ladies doing that when I switched my tires over last.
Yep.
And they
it
were
was really,
60-ish.
It was,
yeah, that's
yeah,
really
it was
uncomfortable.
Really weird.
I can imagine.
Like, because I can understand. I believe that when they were 20, they could do that, and it worked often.
Well, especially back then.
And then so they never acquired any other skills.
It's a skill set,
value.
Right? Right. Once you have this,
I don't know if I would want to call it a skill set.
Oh, yeah, it is. You have the foundational genetics to be able to work
at
this angle.
That's not a skill.
It's not. The foundational genetics are not the skill.
Okay,
the skill is the hustling that goes with it.
Yeah, you have to be able to sell it.
Right.
I don't think you could just stand there and be hot and then just get free things. I think you have to...
This isn't going to work for
me. I've never attempted, so I would not know.
Right.
I haven't either, but I don't think that you can. I could be wrong.
That's harsh.
Well,
wait, what's harsh?
No, it was a joke.
Let's just say that perhaps any woman that you might use this these wiles on would be very specialized. but I think that this is something that tends to gravitate towards like people who very attractive women tend to do this, and probably highly gay men, like the what do they call them, the ones that act like more like women. What's the terminology?
Flamboyant, effeminate.
Yeah, flaming. I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay. I really don't know that much about the LGBT community, and it tends to get people within that community kind of mad at me for being ignorant about it. But we have now Sarah on the line. She's calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, what's on your mind? You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I just, it's an interesting topic you're talking about. But
you're going to die?
Thank you. You need a glass of water there, Sarah?
It's okay. I just want to mention that, you know, that I brought up that like 800 pedestrians were struck by cars here in New Mexico. And so 86 of those are killed. But
86 pedestrians killed by drivers in New Mexico.
All right.
Well, 800 of them altogether were struck.
All right. So you have the casualty report and then the dead. All right.
So how many?
So 86 of them are dead. So 720 are alive, but got their legs broken, hips busted. But
I don't think the numbers are that high.
Or they just got bumped. No, maybe they are. I mean, it sounds like she's got some, you know, she's been looking for some numbers. I do see some stats now and then that...
Well, I mean, a couple of weeks ago she called and said it was 800 road workers who had been hit in a single month by drivers. And now it's, you know, 800 pedestrians.
Yeah, there were 800, like, incidences or something. Go ahead, Sarah. What's your premise? What's your timeline for eliminating the combustion engine from planet Earth?
Well, is drunk driving not illegal in New Mexico?
Well, drunk driving, you know what? It's supposed to be illegal, but everybody drives drunk.
It's not supposed to be illegal. It is illegal in all 50 states to drive with a BAC over 0.08, at or above 0.08. Because that is effectively a federal law.
Well, that's correct, the blood point average. But there was a year, like 30 years ago, we had like 6,000 DWI wrecks. Now, I think last year we were down to like 2,000. So that's like 4,000 less. I mean, it has gone down, like really down a lot, you know, with all the checkpoints and all the campaigns and stuff like that. But my whole thing is... I did not see anybody make a big deal about it. I'm the one that called.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can take control of the airwaves by using 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we've been having your discussion about Alyssa Milano's misguided attempts to somehow take back bodily autonomy by not having sex. Which
you will not need an abortion most of the time, not all of the time, if you don't have sex.
It definitely seems like this is the outcome that the conservatives would want. It's like, oh, you can't have abortions now that we've legalized and made them illegal, so you're going to continue having sex, which is the thing that leads you to need an abortion in the first place. So it seems like she is doing exactly what the conservatives would prefer her to do.
The conservatives aren't exactly the most rational organization when it comes to abortion.
Certainly not.
Who's more likely to get an abortion, a conservative or a liberal?
A liberal.
But you can be rational but also not be willing to kill a whole bunch of people in order to win an election.
Just saying.
Which political party is that?
What's that?
Which political party is that?
Is what?
That isn't willing to kill a bunch of people to win an election.
None that I'm aware of. Maybe the LP, maybe not. But it's still a rational
position.
It's
at least debatable with the LP.
All I'm saying is conservatives, if they wanted fewer liberals, would support liberals getting abortions.
Yeah, fair point.
That's all. I mean,
you're not wrong.
Right. So, I mean, the people that are most likely to get abortions tend to be below the mean on intelligence, tend to be below the mean on income, and tend to vote Democrat. Who else would you want to get rid of as a conservative? Who else would you want to get rid of? Unwanted children who are going to vote Democrat, be poor and stupid. Just saying, that's the statistical likelihood.
I can't argue with it, but I mean, the conservatives argue from their quote unquote Christian perspective, which is that these are children and they're God's love.
I don't argue from a Christian perspective. I'll say that it's the ending of a human life, but I believe that because A, I understand where humans come from, and B, I understand what life is. That's all.
Really, because that's my hang-up on the abortion issue, is that we don't have a valid definition of life that clearly distinguishes life from non-life.
There is a scientific definition of life, and...
It isn't complete at best, or inaccurate at best.
Like, growing embryos are alive.
Well, yeah, but by the same definition, so is fire.
Because it what?
Because it reproduces, it expands, it consumes. It does all of the things that their definition of life... reportedly does.
It doesn't react in the same fashion that a living being would.
Neither does a plant.
You could touch the finger of an embryo and it would may perhaps clench or something. Plants are alive. They are not sentient. At least we don't consider them that way.
Right.
Most people don't.
I don't know that fire meets that definition, but if it does, then okay, fine, it does. And then I value things based on their sapience and based on their species. And that, I mean, so that's fine. So, you know, pigs are alive, cows are alive, chickens are alive. Like, it's only when people have a vested interest in something not being alive that it kind of, they get confused.
Yeah, the thing is,
I wouldn't agree with that at all, because I don't have that vested interest, but I would certainly argue that the distinction between life and non-life is an artificial one that we've created to inflate our own egos.
The distinction between life and non-life was created to inflate our egos.
Yes.
Because I need to distinguish myself from a rock to feel better?
Yeah. And this happens in, unconscious ways that have been going on for hundreds of thousands of years.
But I understand my dog to be conscious, and I consider myself superior to it.
He is more like you than the
rock. She? Did you assume the gender of my dog?
She is more like you than the rock. But this is
very much like me.
I mean, there's people who I consider myself to be superior to, and they're alive and they're human.
Yeah.
There's also people I consider myself to be inferior to as well.
That's my point here, Melanie, is that, look, why are we investing in women across America the ability to choose who lives and who dies when I am obviously a better arbiter of that? I say, let me be in charge of the great culling that we need. Half the population. I'll be the Thanos. Hashtag Thanos was right.
Well, Thanos did it randomly, so after that.
But... All right. Yeah, Thanos was wrong.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Al calling from Iraq about Iraq. Al, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
So, hello, good afternoon to all. I want to say hi to the manly guest you have in studio, and I want to talk about the situation in Iraq.
Okay.
All right. So, what is the situation in Iraq as, you know, succinctly as it can actually be conveyed? Because I realize it goes back centuries and, you know, it's a mess.
Well, sure. There's lots of situations in Iraq, and I'm not sure which one we're talking about. Yeah. Go ahead, Al.
Right now, there's a war going on here, but nobody's talking about that.
Do you mean the war in Iraq as caused by the United States military, or are you referring to a different one?
There's a civil war in Iraq going on right now, and Americans are funding it.
Which side are the Americans funding?
Is it both?
The rebels to take the country over.
Can you describe the rebels to me and what distinguishes them from the not rebels?
Okay, they are wearing red bandanas, like, and they wear no shirts. They go shirtless.
All right, that's their physical description. They have a belief system that we should know about.
They only believe in money.
All right,
those are the rebels that only believe in money, not the state powers that they're revolting against. Because I would say that's true of both sides, is that ultimately all they believe in is money.
Money is particularly motivating for humans.
I know,
yeah.
But these terrorists are attacking us. They are killing us. They are killing us all the time. They say, you dirty Muslims, and then they cut our throats.
Wait a second. Are they not Muslims?
I think they were Muslims, but now when they get money, they don't care. Now they hate Muslims, and they kill everybody.
Because I thought we were talking about ISIS here and, a Shia, Sunni.
No.
But they certainly came to prominence because of our invasion of, or because of the United States government's invasion of Iraq.
I'm sorry, but ISIS are good guys.
All right. I find that difficult to believe, too, but all right.
From the Muslims that I know and have, in fact, lived with, I would disagree. They may be good guys, but they are not good Muslims, I would contend.
No, ISIS is on the side of justice. We are trying to save the world, to
clear the world of all that.
When you say bad, do you mean people who don't believe Islam as ISIS understands it?
Sorry, I didn't want to say ISIS. I wanted to say Iraq.
The question at hand is, you're aware that one of the primary teachings of, well, I don't want to say primary, but one of the teachings of Islam is that there is no compulsion in religion, right? So any...
I'm sorry, who am I talking to right now?
You're speaking with Arya Demetsa, who actually does a radio show that was began by a Muslim.
Yes, I know, but I'm just asking, who am I talking to right now?
Okay, I am Arya Demetsa.
What do you mean?
That is my name. Thank you for the call.
Nice to meet you. My name is Al.
Yeah, Al, thank you for the call. The situation in Iraq is certainly difficult.
I know anything more about the situation in Iraq now than when that call started.
Yeah, I'm certainly not more knowledgeable about it now. I am willing to defend that position that there is no compulsion in religion according to the teachings of Islam. That Will Coley, who has hosted Free Talk Live here in the past, has that on a shirt in Arabic because it literally came from the Quran.
Okay.
So to suggest that ISIS is doing God's work or Islam's work, I mean, it's...
At one point he retracted all that and said that he was referring to the government of Iraq.
I don't think he was, though.
I don't know what he was thinking.
I don't either.
There's probably a language barrier and probably a cultural barrier at the same time.
I honestly wondered throughout the call whether or not we were actually getting a call from a member of ISIS.
All right, could be.
Yeah, it could have been. I don't know what's going on in Iraq in regard to the situation with ISIS.
If they want to kill us, they can line up.
Yeah, clearly they've existed for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The whole situation has been a mess for a long time, so this isn't news to anyone. But it was certainly the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003 that caused Daesh, mm-hmm. which was what they were known as then, to go from this nobody political group to the quote-unquote threat they are today.
Yeah,
we created that vacuum of power.
I watched The Vice, or Vice, I'm not sure which one it was, the story of Dick Cheney, and it was it went into this to some extent, and it was kind of fascinating.
I bet it was. Yeah. What was it called?
Vice or The Vice, one of the two.
I'll have to look into it.
It's good. It's very, very good.
This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Take control of the airwaves. Tell us about whatever is on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.